Well, so I arrived home, and what an incredible evening. It's beautiful. From my vantage point, I'm watching the sun going down. Hear the grasshoppers in the bushes around me. Apart from the old car, it's quiet and peaceful. Just been on a 50-mile bike ride. Got my heart pumping. Good friendship. Good chat with Gavin Leone, who I've worked with for a long time. But we've only just started to bond because over the biking and obviously the pint, or in tonight's case, the pint and a half of real ale that I consumed helped. Half the pint was Gav's. Down an incredibly steep hill. Exciting. I came off again. And a couple of things I saw tonight amused me. I was listening to one of Christian's posts about having the capacity to enjoy less, which I've loved. I've heard him say that before, and I love that, and I subscribe to that, definitely. And tonight, as we come past the lane near where I live, we've been in this cottage for about a year and a half. Since we've been here, about half a mile down the road, the local multimillionaire, who apparently is at the moment not living in the country, has commissioned an entire house to be built with space for his 17 Ferraris underground. So they built the underground car park first and then started raising the superstructure, the foundations and whatever. And I've been watching it with interest, and they've only just started putting the roof on. They've been building this thing for... There's been a crane in his garden, like a proper crane, for nearly 2 years. And I love it. I think more power to you. But the capacity to enjoy less. I hope he is enjoying himself where he is, because, you know, for 200-300 years, that thing's going to be dust. No one's going to remember it. Concentrate on the now, the present, people around you, the experiences. Life's happening as our heart beats, as we breathe in, as we breathe out. You know, we miss opportunities to support people, we miss opportunities to create something valuable and powerful, to connect people. We're really not living up to our reputation as the most intelligent race on the planet. Whoops. Sorry, that was the ale. So, I am an immensely happy person. I have my baggage, and I have my problems and my issues, like we all do. But I'm going to go inside, have a shower, chill out, and reflect on the simple things. Biking, drinking, talking. Bye-bye.